A scan of December theater listings serves as a reminder for the season. Paul Robeson Theater presents Christmas is Coming Uptown. O'Connell and Company is offering a Broadway Christmas Carol. The best Christmas pageant ever is on stage at Lancaster Opera House and Theater of Youth. And according to Randall Kramer, artistic and executive director at Musical Fair, his theater is hosting a holiday production beginning tonight and running through this weekend, and it's called...
There's a good question. The Holiday Guys in Happy Merry... Oh, geez. The Holiday Guys in Happy Merry Hanamas.
The show is working its way through the Northeast now before heading to New York for 2 weeks off Broadway. It features two Broadway stars, Mark Kudisch and Jeffrey Denman.
There's something about the show in the way that Jeff and Mark approach it that transcends, you know, religious differences, because you're talking about looking at, you know, the celebration of the holidays from two different perspectives, from a Jewish perspective, from a Christian perspective, and actually just gets to the essence of it all, and does it in such a light and funny way, but also heartfelt way.
Though he's been on Broadway for many years, Jeffrey Denman still carries a lot of Buffalo with him. He grew up in Kenmore, went to St. Joe's, and graduated from UB. But it was during his time in a major Broadway production of White Christmas that he envisioned the possibilities for Happy Merry Hanamas.
But I saw how the Christmas machine starts to work, and shows get more and more focused on the bottom line and less on the heart of what the holiday is really truly about. And so Mark and I really wanted to create a show that was the antithesis of all of those big, sparkly, you know, overly sentimental holiday shows. And there's nothing precious about our show. We talk directly to the audience, and we celebrate what we love about the holiday and what we think the holidays are really about, and that is being together, laughing, singing, dancing if we have to, and of course drinking. So that's really what we feel the holidays are supposed to be about.
Last year, the Holiday Guys sampled the show over two nights to Musical Fair audiences. And according to Jeffrey Denman, the stay offered an important proving ground.
It worked. It really worked. It sold out both shows. And we were like, wow, this really plays. And it plays outside of New York. It plays outside of L.A., which was one of the other places we tried out some stuff. And so we knew it wasn't just a show for New Yorkers. It was a show for everyone.
Starting tonight, Happy Merry Hanamas returns for 5 shows in 4 days. For Randall Kramer, Musical Fair is more than happy to have the Holiday Guys back on their stage.
It's very important to Musical Fair that we not only have a presence in our community, but we have a presence regionally and even nationally. And so when you have an opportunity to bring in two Broadway performers, both of which have been nominated for all sorts of awards. Mark Kudisch has been nominated for 3 Tonys over the years. You know, that's something that you need, I think, as far as Musical Fair goes, it's something we need to do, and something I feel very strongly about, because what it's doing is it's bringing New York City right here for a weekend.
And the show presents another intriguing local connection. A group of celebrities will join the Holiday Guys on stage for readings of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
We have County Executive Mark Poloncarz, who will be here for opening night. After that is a couple of area actors, Tom Owen and Lorraine O'Donnell, along with Mary Alice Demler and Saul Elkin from Shakespeare in Delaware Park. It's a favorite moment in the show. You know, this is iconic story told in really their style, the Holiday Guy style.
The Holiday Guys in Happy Merry Hanamas starts its 5-show run at Musical Fair tonight. For WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.